Hey, it's Jacob Goldstein from Business History. In our new series, American Genius, we tell the stories of three great writers who changed the way business works in America. Our first episode is about Benjamin Franklin, who, among many other things, was a best-selling business writer. Take a listen.
He's writing this much later in his life, consciously creating this image of himself. And I do want to emphasize how unusual this model is at the time, this self-made man myth, because you don't want to be self-made. It's low class to be self-made. You know, this idea that we have today is the opposite, right? And it comes from Franklin. Today, there is the derisive term nepo baby.
Well, exactly right. And these days, if you are a billionaire, you had better have a Benjamin Franklin story about starting in a garage, coming up with the idea from nothing.
And here is Benjamin Franklin inventing it right before our eyes.
This has been brought to you by Odoo. To listen to more of our American Genius series, listen to Business History. New episodes release every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
When their parents announced they would be gone for 10 days, nobody thought much of it. The trip had been planned for months, and at 22 years old, Natalie was more than capable of staying at the family home and looking after her 6-year-old sister. The arrangement seemed simple enough. Their parents would finally take the vacation. They had postponed several times. Natalie would work remotely from the house, and Abby would enjoy having her older sister around for a little over a week. It felt less like a responsibility and more like an extended visit. The only thing that gave Natalie pause was Grace. She had never met Grace. Nobody had. For nearly 6 months, however, Abby had talked about her constantly. At first, everyone treated it the way families usually treat imaginary friends. They smiled, asked questions, and assumed the phase would eventually pass. Instead, Grace became a regular part of everyday life. Abby talked about her the way other children talked about classmates or cousins. She spoke about games they played together, conversations they had while drawing, and all the things Grace supposedly enjoyed doing around the house. Eventually, the family stopped paying much attention. Natalie certainly did. By the time their parents left, hearing Abby mention Grace was as ordinary as hearing her talk about school or cartoons. The first few days passed quietly. Natalie settled into a routine of working during the day while Abby entertained herself nearby. Sometimes she colored at the kitchen table. Other times she played in the backyard or disappeared into her room for hours at a time. Every so often, Natalie would overhear her carrying on conversations with someone who wasn't there, but she never thought much of it. Children had vivid imaginations, and Abby had always been creative. The first unusual moment happened on an otherwise ordinary afternoon. Natalie was answering emails at the kitchen table while Abby sat nearby drawing pictures. Without looking up from her crayons, Abby casually mentioned that Grace didn't like storms. The comment seemed random enough that Natalie barely acknowledged it. She glanced out the window and saw clear skies stretching across the neighborhood. The weather forecast called for sunshine the rest of the day. Less than an hour later, dark clouds began moving in. By evening, a thunderstorm had settled over the area. The storm itself wasn't particularly severe, but it arrived unexpectedly enough that Natalie found herself thinking about Abby's comment from earlier in the day. For a few moments, she considered asking her about it before dismissing the idea entirely. Children made hundreds of observations every week. Every now and then, one of them was bound to seem impressive in hindsight. The following day brought another coincidence. Natalie was carrying a storage box toward the attic when Abby appeared at the bottom of the stairs. There was nothing frightened or urgent about her expression. If anything, she looked uncertain, as though she wasn't sure whether she should say something. When Natalie asked what was wrong, Abby explained that Grace didn't want her going into the attic. The warning caught her off guard, not because it was frightening, but because it was oddly specific. Children often claimed invisible friends didn't like certain foods or games. Attics seemed like an unusual thing for an imaginary friend to have strong opinions about. Natalie asked why. Abby simply shrugged. Grace hadn't explained it. She just didn't want anyone getting hurt. The answer made Natalie smile. She thanked Abby for the warning and continued upstairs. The attic looked exactly as she expected. Dusty boxes, old holiday decorations, and years of forgotten belongings filled the space. She spent several minutes searching through storage containers before locating what she needed near the far side of the room. As she crossed toward it, the floor suddenly gave way beneath one foot. The board cracked without warning. Her leg dropped through nearly to the knee before she managed to catch herself against a nearby support beam. Startled, she sat there for several seconds, staring at the damaged flooring. An old blanket had been covering the weakened section completely. Without realizing it, she had stepped directly onto it. The fall could have been much worse. When she finally climbed downstairs, Abby was sitting on the living room floor, watching cartoons. The child looked up immediately and asked if everything was okay. Natalie felt a chill she couldn't quite explain. Children asked questions all the time. That wasn't unusual. Yet for some reason, the timing bothered her. Later that evening, she found herself replaying both incidents. Individually, neither seemed remarkable. Abby's comment about the storm could easily have been luck. The attic warning could have been coincidence. Yet together, they created a question Natalie couldn't completely dismiss. How many other things had Grace supposedly known? The thought lingered longer than she wanted it to. Over the next several days, Natalie began paying closer attention whenever Abby talked about her friend. Not because she believed Grace was real. She didn't. But curiosity had slowly replaced indifference. For the first time, she found herself listening carefully instead of automatically tuning the conversations out. The more she listened, the stranger things became. Whenever Natalie asked what Grace looked like, the answers were surprisingly vague. Abby struggled to describe her appearance. Sometimes she said Grace was older than her. Other times she claimed she wasn't sure how old Grace was at all. She could describe what Grace liked, what made her laugh, and which rooms in the house she preferred. Yet physical details always seemed oddly difficult for her. What remained consistent was Grace's concern for Abby. Nearly every story involved Grace helping her avoid some small problem. She reminded Abby not to leave toys on the stairs. She warned her not to climb onto certain furniture. She apparently disliked it whenever Abby wandered too far into the woods behind the property. The pattern was impossible to ignore. Grace wasn't causing problems. She seemed to be preventing them. One evening, several days into their parents' trip, Natalie was sitting in the living room reading while Abby slept upstairs. The house had settled into the comfortable silence that comes after midnight. Outside, the neighborhood was completely still, and she was beginning to think about heading to bed herself when she heard footsteps crossing the second floor. At first, she assumed Abby had gotten out of bed. The sound was light and unhurried, moving from one room to another before eventually stopping. Natalie waited. Nothing followed. Setting her book aside, she climbed the stairs and quietly checked Abby's room. Her sister was asleep. The blankets hadn't been disturbed. The bedroom door remained closed. For several moments, Natalie stood in the hallway listening to the silence. Then, from somewhere farther down the second floor, she heard the faint sound of a door gently clicking shut. The noise wasn't loud. It wasn't startling. Yet as she stood alone in the darkness, a realization slowly settled over her. For the first time since their parents had left, she wasn't wondering whether Grace was imaginary. She was beginning to wonder who had been walking around upstairs. The following evening brought another strange moment. Natalie was helping Abby clean her room before bedtime when she noticed a drawing pinned to a bulletin board above the child's desk. Most of the pictures scattered around the room consisted of animals, flowers, and colorful stick figures. This one was different. It showed two girls holding hands, one clearly meant to be Abby, and the other noticeably taller. The second figure stood beneath a carefully written name, Grace. Natalie studied the picture for a moment before asking about it. Abby happily explained that Grace liked drawing with her and that the picture showed the two of them standing near the woods behind the house. The explanation seemed innocent enough until Natalie noticed something else. Farther back in the picture, near the tree line, stood a third figure. Unlike the two girls, this person had been drawn entirely in black. The shape itself was simple and lacked any real detail, yet it immediately drew Natalie's attention. It wasn't larger than the others, nor was it positioned in a threatening way. Something about it simply felt out of place. When she asked Abby about the figure, her sister's cheerful expression changed. The shift was subtle but noticeable, and for the first time during any conversation about Grace, Abby seemed reluctant to answer. After a brief silence, she explained that Grace didn't like that person. Natalie waited for more. Normally, Abby never struggled to talk about Grace. She could spend an hour describing games they played together or conversations they had in the backyard. This time, however, she offered nothing else. Instead, she quietly removed the drawing from the bulletin board, placed it face down on the desk, and changed the subject entirely. The exchange stayed with Natalie for the rest of the evening. Until then, every story involving Grace had followed the same pattern. Grace warned Abby about things. Grace seemed concerned whenever Abby might get hurt. Grace appeared protective in a way that Natalie found increasingly difficult to dismiss as simple imagination. Whatever Grace represented, Natalie had never viewed her as threatening. The figure in the drawing created a very different feeling. That realization bothered her more than she wanted to admit. For several nights, she had been asking herself whether Grace was real. Now she found herself wondering whether she had been asking the wrong question. If Grace was trying to protect Abby, then perhaps the more important question was what she believed Abby needed protection from. Long after her sister had gone to sleep, Natalie found herself standing in the upstairs hallway. She wasn't entirely sure why she had wandered there. Perhaps she simply wanted reassurance that everything was fine. The house was quiet except for the occasional creak settling through the walls, and the familiar comfort of the home should have eased her concerns. Instead, she felt unusually alert, as though she were waiting for something she couldn't identify. As she stood outside Abby's room, she noticed the bedroom door begin to move. The motion was so gradual that she almost missed it at first. The door slowly opened several inches before coming to a stop. No sound accompanied the movement. No footsteps followed. The hallway remained completely silent. Natalie continued watching the doorway for several moments before finally looking farther down the hall. The darkness beyond remained unchanged. Nothing moved. Nothing appeared out of place. Yet she couldn't shake the feeling that someone had been standing there only moments earlier. The sensation was impossible to prove and even harder to explain, but it settled over her with a certainty that made her uneasy. For the first time since their parents had left, Natalie wasn't thinking about imaginary friends, coincidences, or childhood imagination. Standing alone in the hallway, she found herself returning to the drawing on Abby's wall and the expression that had crossed her sister's face when she asked about the figure near the woods. The more she thought about it, the more convinced she became that Grace wasn't the thing she should be worried about. The following afternoon, Natalie finally asked the question that had been bothering her for days. She waited until Abby was busy coloring at the kitchen table before casually bringing up the drawing. At first, the conversation followed the same pattern as every discussion about Grace. Abby spoke openly about the games they played together and the conversations they shared, seeming perfectly comfortable talking about her friend. Everything changed when Natalie mentioned the figure near the woods. Abby's crayon stopped moving. For several seconds, she stared down at the picture in front of her without saying anything, and Natalie immediately regretted asking. The reaction wasn't fear, exactly. It looked more like uncertainty, as though Abby was deciding whether she should answer at all. Finally, she quietly explained that Grace didn't like talking about him. When Natalie asked why, Abby simply shrugged and said, Grace thought it was safer if people didn't know he was there. The answer sent a chill through Natalie. Children had a remarkable ability to say unsettling things in completely ordinary ways, and Abby delivered the statement with the same tone she might have used to discuss a neighbor or a classmate. When Natalie asked who the man was, Abby looked genuinely confused. She said she didn't know. Grace only called him the man in the woods. That night, Natalie found herself watching the tree line from the kitchen window. The woods behind the property weren't particularly large. They stretched across several acres before connecting to a larger section of forest beyond neighboring properties. During the day, they looked perfectly normal. Children built forts there, people walked trails through portions of them, and there was nothing inherently frightening about the place. At night, however, the woods felt different. The darkness between the trees seemed deeper somehow, and for the first time since their parents had left, Natalie found herself double-checking the locks on the doors before heading upstairs. She wasn't entirely sure why. Perhaps it was the drawing. Perhaps it was the way Abby had spoken about the man in the woods. Whatever the reason, she went to bed, feeling uneasy. Around 2 a.m, she woke suddenly. For several moments, she wasn't sure what had disturbed her. The house remained completely silent. No footsteps crossed the hallway. No doors moved. Everything appeared perfectly normal. Then she realized Abby's bedroom door was standing open. Natalie sat upright. She distinctly remembered closing it before going to bed. A knot formed in her stomach as she climbed out of bed and crossed the hallway. The room beyond was empty. Abby's blankets had been pushed aside, and her favorite stuffed animal lay abandoned on the floor. Abby herself was nowhere to be found. Panic arrived instantly. Natalie searched the second floor first, moving from room to room while calling her sister's name. The bathroom was empty. The guest room was empty. Every closet she checked was empty. She hurried downstairs and searched the first floor with the same results. Within minutes, her confusion had transformed into genuine fear. She was reaching for her phone to call the police when she noticed something unusual. The back door stood partially open. Cold air drifted into the house. For a moment, she simply stared at it. Then she ran outside. The backyard was illuminated by a nearly full moon. At first, she saw nothing except the swing set and the dark outline of the woods beyond. Then movement near the tree line caught her attention. Abby. Relief washed over Natalie so quickly it almost made her dizzy. She started toward her sister before realizing Abby wasn't alone. Someone else stood several feet away. At first, Natalie assumed it was another child. The figure appeared taller than Abby, but noticeably smaller than an adult. Moonlight filtered through the trees, making details difficult to distinguish. Yet she could clearly see the outline of what appeared to be a girl standing beside her sister. A thought entered her mind before she could stop it. Grace? Natalie froze. The smaller figure slowly turned toward the woods, and Abby followed her gaze. Only then did Natalie notice the third shape standing deeper among the trees. A man? Unlike the figure beside Abby, this one seemed almost unnaturally dark. It wasn't simply a person standing in shadow. The darkness appeared to cling to him in a way that made it difficult to focus on his outline. Every instinct Natalie possessed told her to grab Abby and run. Before she could move, however, the smaller figure stepped between Abby and the woods. The temperature seemed to drop immediately. A gust of wind swept across the yard, rattling branches overhead. The dark figure remained motionless for several seconds before slowly retreating into the forest. The movement was unhurried at first, then quicker, until the shape disappeared entirely into the darkness beyond the tree line. The strange pressure hanging over the yard vanished with it. Natalie didn't hesitate. She ran forward, scooped Abby into her arms, and carried her back toward the house. Only after locking every door did she finally ask what had happened. Abby seemed confused by the concern. She explained that Grace had woken her up. Grace told her the man was outside again. When Natalie asked why she had gone into the yard, Abby gave an answer that neither of them would ever forget. Grace wanted to make sure he couldn't come into the house. Their parents returned 2 days later. Natalie debated whether to tell them everything. In the end, she shared enough to explain why neither she nor Abby had been sleeping particularly well. To her surprise, her mother listened carefully rather than dismissing the story outright. A week later, while discussing the events with an elderly neighbor who had lived in the area for decades, an unexpected detail emerged. The neighbor remembered a family who had once owned part of the property. Generations earlier, among them had been a young girl named Grace who died long before reaching adulthood. The woman didn't know many details beyond that, only that the family suffered a terrible loss and moved away shortly afterward. Natalie never discovered whether the story was connected to Abby's friend. Part of her wasn't sure she wanted to know. What she did know was that after that night, Abby gradually stopped talking about Grace. Not immediately. For several weeks, she still mentioned her occasionally, usually in passing. Then the conversations became less frequent, until they stopped altogether. When Natalie finally asked where Grace had gone, Abby smiled and answered in a way that felt strangely reassuring. She said Grace wasn't gone. She just didn't need to stay anymore. Years later, Natalie still doesn't know exactly what happened during those 10 days. She can't explain the attic warning. She can't explain the footsteps upstairs or the bedroom door opening by itself. She certainly can't explain what she saw standing beside her sister near the woods that night. What she knows is that Grace never felt threatening. Whatever she was, she seemed concerned about only one thing, keeping Abby safe. Sometimes, when Natalie thinks back on that strange week, she finds herself wondering whether imaginary friends are always imaginary, and whether every once in a while a child is simply able to see someone the rest of us can't.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now, so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, This is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No